Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday. Hope y'all had a great weekend. I know I did. I had a ball with my kids. I had a lot of fun with the girlfriend yesterday. But now I'm back at it, talking to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. 10 days until the NFL draft. 10 whole days. But I can tell you the excitement will pick up the closer we get to the draft, especially starting with the first night of the draft, our draft party, our first ever Cheesehead TV draft party, downtown Green Bay. Corey Banky will be in the house at the Lyric Room. Information will be on a link in the description of this video, and it's available at cheeseheadtv.com. And Tyler, in all his greatness, has produced one of the greatest promos I have ever seen. Let's roll it.
It's Jordan Love.
Killing me. What's going on here?
Pick us in. Roll the graphic. The pick is in.
Come on now. Getting into that. I don't want that song to end. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Downtown Green Bay, turn up. It's $5 at the door. Unless you are a producer level Patreon member, then you just show your Patreon membership on your phone to whoever's on the door and they'll get you right in free of charge with a thanks for your contributions to Cheesehead TV. $5 for the rest of you. Come on out, hang out with Corey Banky, waiting for the Packers to select at 25. It's going to be a lot of fun. As you saw there, it's Carry the G specials, raffles. We got artwork being produced live while we're all waiting. And then, of course, I'll be in New York holding down the live stream with Patreon members on our annual Zoom call. We'll have special guests throughout the evening and really throughout the weekend. You guys know you've done it before, but this time it's a little expanded with our actual draft party. It's something Corey and I have talked about doing forever. Never really had a chance to kind of put it together until this year. Corey will be on site. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you can all join us either live in Green Bay or here on Cheesehead TV's YouTube channel. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see everybody. I did want to start by talking about Brian Gutekunst having control of this draft. I mean, there are a number of teams that have accumulated quite a bit of draft capital. I think there are two or three teams that really have control of this draft, and the Packers are certainly one of them. 11 selections for Gutekunst to utilize. We've seen throughout his tenure, he is not afraid to move up or down, depending on what he thinks is best, and certainly not afraid to jump up and get a guy that he feels strongly about. I do think there's a good chance he moves up at some point in this draft. I don't know where that will be. To kind of recap what he's got on offer, he's got the first round pick, 25th overall, two second round picks at 41 and 58. That 41st overall pick is from the Aaron Rodgers trade. He's got two third-round picks, 88 and 91 overall. That 91 is from the Bills and the Russell Douglas trade. Then he's got one fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick, which is a comp pick, two sixth-round picks, the second of which is a comp pick, and two seventh-round picks, the second of which is also a comp pick. So, man, there's a chance here to not only maneuver as much as you want, but really target the guys that you want to select, that you feel strongly about. Now, with that said, I know there's a chance he just sits there and makes all the picks. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's definitely possible. And it wouldn't surprise me only because, you know, you're always trying to get younger and you're always trying to add competition, something we've heard from Brian quite a bit this offseason regarding wanting competition in each and every room. And the best way to do that is to add a lot of, you know, low cost talent, which is basically what the draft provides you, especially on day three, especially with what we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 selections there on day three. That can provide a whole lot of ditch diggers for you to up the competition level in training camp. So we will see. I know I'll probably be begging Brian to trade those picks on day three, like I did yesterday, and ended up receiving a very stern reprimand from someone in my email inbox saying that I wasn't respecting the job or the process or the players involved, blah, blah, blah. Man, take a joke. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. What's up? We got Cheesehead Joey starting us off with a super chat. What's going on? Hey, Nags, hopefully you will be able to wear green in Brazil. Random Packer Johnny Jolly. Yeah, well, it's funny is I know very much about the frowned upon nature of green in this stadium and how it's basically an unwritten rule, but kind of boiling down to a real kind of passionate, soulful rule that you're not allowed or supposed to wear green in the stadium. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL followed suit and had like the Eagles in their black home uniforms and the Packers in their road whites. But as far as the fans in the stands, I don't know. That'll be awfully hard to police. I know I won't be bothering with any of that because I'll be in the press box. So Corey is going to have to deal with it, but I will not, thankfully. Nick, thanks for becoming a Care of the G Club member, man. Appreciate the support. Thanks as always. Good to see you on the happy hours, dude. When does Dusty start showing us analysis of the rookie Packers? I don't doubt shortly after the season starts and he gets his hands on some of that film. But in the meantime, throughout the offseason, he's doing a post a week. I think it drops every Wednesday afternoon, looking at one play from this past season. And it's been outstanding so far. He started a couple weeks ago, and he takes a real deep dive. I'm talking like exponentially deep as far as the X's and O's, the schematics, and what each player is asked to do and what he does on each play. Sounds weird to say, like, but it is a humongous piece of content, and that's just for one play. And there are those aspects to almost every single play in an NFL season. Speaks to how complicated this game that we love is, but highly recommend checking that out if you haven't. Like I said, he's had a couple of installments out already. Ryan, thanks for the super chat, man. I hope that Green Bay moves up to draft Alt. I know it's probably not going to happen, but a fan can dream. Ryan, far be it from me to crush your dreams here on Packers Daily, but I feel confident, even though Nagler is never right, I feel supremely confident in telling you that's not going to happen. I'm sorry, my brother. I love you, and I appreciate your support of everything Cheesehead TV, but that ain't going to happen. Or as Steve Martin once said in the film Parenthood, which I highly recommend everyone check out, whether you're a parent or not. Well, let's come back from La La Land, because that ain't going to happen. That's just my initial reaction. Jonathan asking, why can't they wear green? There is a very deep-rooted I don't know, it's hard to describe, but their team that plays there on the regular, the team that actually, plays their home games at the stadium, the Brazilian soccer club, their arch rival is a team that predominantly green in color. And so it is like considered evil to even begin to, think about wearing the color green in the stadium. And they are very passionate about it to the point where, if you Google some of the stories about it, it's pretty fascinating. But yes, that is an ongoing conversation since the announcement that the Green Bay Packers would be coming to Brazil. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Curly Lambeau. I don't know how random that is, Sean. Feels like the co-founder of the whole endeavor. Probably ain't random. That's like saying random Cheesehead TV member Corey Banky. I don't know, man. Them feel very random. But I get it that it's somebody we haven't talked about a lot in the random Packer conversation. So in that regard, I guess it's random. What else we got here, folks? Who is the better player, Kenny Clark or BJ Raji? Ooh, that's a good question. Baby. I'm going to probably side on the Kenny Clark side of the ledger, though I think both players are outstanding. BJ Raji is a legend, clearly helped bring home a Lombardi trophy. But yeah, I'm going to go with Kenny, just as far as versatility and consistency and just they are asked to do different things in a different style of defense. But overall, I think Kenny is the more consistent, higher level player. And that's not to discount anything BJ Raji did. He's an absolute stud, an absolute legend. Helped them turn that defense into a 3-4 juggernaut that helped win the Super Bowl. But yeah, for me, it's Kenny. And it's weird because I think Kenny's contributions get minimized sometimes because he doesn't have probably as many highlights as folks, Packers fans, would hope for. But I think some of that is the nature of what he's asked to do. Some of that is the nature of teams having focused on him for so long. There's a lot of times you can come into a game and see that Kenny is their A number one priority when setting protections and things of that nature, especially along the interior. But make no mistake, Kenny is an outstanding football player, and I think he's one of the most underrated Packers of all time. So maybe you're asking the wrong guy just because of those thoughts. But, yeah, no, I would take Kenny just above BJ. What else we got here, folks? Whoa, what is this? Corinthians versus Flamingo. Yes, I believe that is. Corinthians are the home team, yeah. Nick, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Loving the debate about Tom moving to center. I had been begging for that move last season and kept my receipts on it. In my opinion, get Tom in the center and see if Caleb can get a shot in draft competition. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know how realistic Caleb stepping in would be. I think he should get an opportunity to compete, no question about it. But I do not doubt for a moment that if they are able to land, you know, one of their top prospects at tackle in this draft, I think there's a very good chance we see Tom at least compete for the starting center job right out of the gate. You'll remember last summer, you know, we had thought about maybe they might make a move or see if they could put Tom there, but nothing materialized through the offseason. Myers pretty much took every snap in the offseason before training camp, and then training camp arrived and Myers still pretty much took every snap for the first part of camp until, like, I think it was August 1st. He got his first snaps with the ones. Tom did at center. So yeah, if there's a real concerted effort, it probably comes after they do select at least one tackle, if not two, in this draft. And I would, yes, I 100% would love to see Caleb Jones get an opportunity. It all depends on how they view his progression, right, his development. I suspect there's a really good chance that they view him and Tanuda as those guys who can compete for that swing tackle job. But we'll see how it shakes out. Steve, thanks for the super chat, man. Howdy, Nags. Could this Zach Tom to center be a bit of pre-draft misdirection by Goody or some Packers brass? Steve, absolutely 1,000% could be. Yes, it is Lions season. They may all take every headline with a grain of salt. Obviously, on the merits of the idea, that's the conversation, right? Like, why they would, why they wouldn't, how they could, and what they would do if they did. But yes, Steve, 1,000%. Kind of the first thing I thought when Rob said it on the radio. Well, he's been told that you're always, you know, privy to information that someone wants you to hear. Well, why do they want you to hear it? Because they know it'll become a thing online or in the news. And so other teams will see that, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, yes, no. Could it be that? Absolutely it could. No question about it. The thing is it's very realistic. The fact that Tom did play center at a high level in college, Brian has literally said on the record 2 years ago that he thought his best spot was at center, tells you that. And the fact that they ran him at center last summer, you know, tells you that, yes, at least they've been thinking about it in the building. So that's why I give it credence. That's why I think, you know, it could be more than just a smokescreen. Oh, that said, it could 100% just be a smokescreen. That's this time of year, man. It is full-fledged lion season. Every headline, grain of salt, from now till next Thursday. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Off-season program begins today. Super Bowl bound. You. Like the way you think. That's what I'm talking about. Al says, I would take Kenny as well. Love Raji, though. Yeah, it's a close one. It's a close one. It's not like Kenny blows him away or anything like that, but I take Kenny just above him. Brandy says Raji has better dance moves. That is probably true. Although, I like the Kenny little, this thing that he did in Minnesota a couple years ago when he threw Kirk Cousins on the turf and then he did this thing. I kind of love that, too. Soder! Curly went to the Chicago Cardinals, still struggling to get over that. I mean, you know, it's a time-honored tradition. Our greats go other places. You know, this has to happen. They finish up their careers, the tail end, you know, the what do you call it, the French fry droppings at the end of the McDonald's box, or just a couple just small ones in there. That's their careers usually at the other end of these, you know, other franchises. And that's what Curley as a Chicago Cardinal is. How about Tenuta stepping in, especially if there are doubts about Caleb? Well, I don't know if there are doubts about Caleb. I think he was hurt last summer, which really kind of kept him off the field. But Tenuta didn't exactly jump up and grab it. You know what I mean? I think it all depends on what transpires on Ray Nitschke Field this summer. I think we'll probably see quite a bit of maneuvering with the twos and threes throughout the offseason, but you can't really get much out of that other than, you know, the head work they're doing, the kind of school work, so to speak, transferring stuff that you've talked about in meetings to the practice field. But most of that is just walkthrough stuff, maybe some up-tempo stuff, but you're still in shorts and helmets, you know. You're not hitting, you're not really blocking, you're not really doing much other than trying to refine your technique and things like that. But you know, you really got to wait till those pads come on, and that's not going to happen until, you know, right at the tail end of July, early August. And that's when I think we'll start to get those answers. Larry, hi, Nags. I'm late. Just got done with chemotherapy. Larry, hope you're killing it, man. Keep it up. You're going to beat the hell out of this. You're going to ring that bell. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Ryan, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. I wish the NFL would have the schedule released before the draft, but that's another dream. Man, that's the way it used to be, right? But yes, now they love to prolong that offseason and those headlines as long as possible, and moving the schedule release back behind the draft is part of that. I hate it too, man. I'm right there with you. Michael asks, was Stokes at workouts today? Michael, I'm glad you asked this, and I don't say this to pick on you or anybody else wondering. I'm here to say, I don't care. It's voluntary. I hope they are. I hope everyone's there. I hope they have perfect attendance. But if they were or they weren't, I don't care. When it's mandatory and they don't show up, then I care. But if it's, you know, if it's voluntary, I ain't taking attendance. That's just me. And it's probably a reaction to when I was on the beat and I had to know and care. Like, I think I've kind of soured myself on some of these practices because it's like, man, I don't care. It's just as simple as that. Now, I'm sure there are other people maybe somewhere on this, you know, Al Gore internet keeping track of those things. And I'm sure the information will be out there at some point. But man, I can't, there are a few things I could care less about. Joseph says, Nags, I suspect that Domofsky had his Zach Tom story ready and was just waiting for Goody to text him, release the Kraken, 2 weeks prior to the draft. I don't know if it quite shakes out that way, but maybe. Joe, what's going on? Thanks for the super chat. Do the Packers have to let Tom stay at tackle if he wants to keep him past 4 years? That is entirely a conversation between the Packers and Zach Tom. I don't think specifically. I think if they say, we really want to try you at center, and he balls out there and they offer him a contract extension, it's not like he's going to say, no, I shun your contract offer and want to see what's out there at tackle when he hasn't played tackle in like 2 years or whatever. I highly doubt it goes that route. Also, the Packers would have the franchise tag as a kind of bargaining chip there. I do understand people saying, like, what if Zach just wants to play tackle? There's a lot more money at tackle. There's zero doubt about that. But again, those are conversations they will undoubtedly have. But man, the Packers could sell him on, like, we think this is your ceiling, Hall of Fame career. We are going to take care of you and make you a centerpiece of our program. I mean, that's a conversation to be had. No question about it. Matthew, what's going on, man? Not Packers, but your Chelsea won 6-0 tonight. I watched the first half. Come on, Cole Palmer. Can we just make the whole squad out of Cole Palmer? That sounds good to me. The fact that we kept a clean sheet is kind of insanity, although I know Everton's been, you know, offensively challenged. But we are Chelsea. I was sitting there when it was 2-0. I thought, if there's a team that could take this 2-0 lead and make it like a 4-2 loss, it's Chelsea. But it did not transpire. Ed, what's going on, man? Was hoping they would send the Bears to Brazil, not to play a game, just to keep them far away. A little too close to comfort there for you, Ed. A little Chicago to Green Bay, up 43, not feeling it. I feel you, man. I absolutely feel you. Nick, thanks again, man. Random Packer, Evan Blake Smith. Ooh, that's a good one, and not one that has been utilized. That is very good. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. If they come away after the first 2 days with an offensive tackle, DeGene and Corum, I will be very happy. Corum is going to be a star, in my opinion. Random Packer, Terrell Buckley. Ooh, T-Buck. T-Buck getting a shout-out. Corum is interesting because I really love his tape. I know all the misgivings that the draft community has about the tread on the tires, the injury history, etc. I don't care. I love him as a player, and I want him in green and gold. That said, because I love him, that guarantees that he will not be a Packer, just for future reference. That's just how this works. Ron LaFleur, no relation. What's going on, man? Random Packer, everyone who has ever made, who was a Packer, to include the dudes in the picture behind you. So that is all random Packers, a wrap. Ron, that ain't how this works, buddy. That ain't how this rolls, dog. We got, what is it? What is it? April? We got like at least till training camp to do random Packers, man. Come on now. Come on. Once the season is underway, then, you know, we'll probably start going away from random Packers. But during the offseason? It is like the height of random Packers season. Come on now. Come on. Cheeto, what's going on, man? Would you take the under if the Bears win total was 0.5? I'd take the over just. Like, give me two. They'll luck into two wins. Doesn't Jackson Powers Johnson feel like a Packer pick? Does he? Yeah, I guess. I don't know, though, given where he's been kind of mocked as far as draft position. I don't know. I do get the sense, and I've seen some of this conversation online, that, you know, the public / media is a little higher on him than maybe teams are. I think value-wise, you know, all players have value. It depends on where they would select him. Like, if they picked him later than probably consensus, then that's probably a Packer pick, right? But man, I don't know. Getting out ahead of it, I'm not so sure. Ryan, what's going on, man? Random running back two, Trey Benson or Jalen Wright? Ooh. Probably Benson. I think Cody had a video up of him here on the channel. I love Wright, though. Don't get it twisted. But I do, man, that's a tough one. What, you just giving that running back two position away, even though A.J. Dillon's on the roster? Bold, man. That's bold. I like the idea, though. Doesn't Jackson Powers Johnson have short arms? Brian Bulaga had short arms. That worked okay. Joey, what's up? Who's the ultimate almost a Packer? Gotta be Moss. Yeah, Moss is definitely leader in the clubhouse in that conversation. Another one is Tony Gonzalez, who the Packers literally thought they had a deal for until the Carl Peterson, the Chiefs GM, changed his asking price from a third to a second, like basically overnight when the Packers had all the paperwork done, etc. And Ted said, yeah, you. Almost Packers, man. There are a lot of them, but those two definitely are two of the hardest to swallow, definitely. Mike, thanks for Super Chat. Random Packer fans, Banky, Grossi, Nags, and Eric. So random. I love it. Merch idea, t-shirt, random Packer. Would be fun to walk around in Florida with that. I like that. I think we need to do that. I'm going to get with Brent on that. That's a fun idea. Chris, thanks for the super chat, man. I'm going to be pumped when they grab three old linemen and two safeties, and I doubt any of those in the first. Random Packer, shotgun celebrating Wesley Walls. Wesley Walls, excellent. That's someone who has not been mentioned yet, and that is an outstanding pull. Absolutely love that. Three old linemen and two safeties without using a first round pick. It's possible, though. I think there's a good chance one of those three old linemen is in the first round. But we'll see. We will see. All right, everybody. I got to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Joey's got a last second super chat here. Random almost Packer, Stephon Gilmore. Yeah, and if they do end up making that trade for Gilmore, they don't end up with Rasul Douglas. The sliding doors of the Packers history. All right, everybody. Please do check out. We got a ton of content up here on the channel. Talked to Zim earlier today, and Let's Talk Football. Really great conversation about what offseason work entails for different parts of the roster. Had a great chat with Paul Bredel from Packers Wire about one of his articles regarding, you know, questions surrounding each and every offensive position heading into the draft. So be sure you check that out. Everything we're doing here, Cheesehead TV, we've got new draft content up for you. Lots of good stuff. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.